the morning to you. It is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss along with Paulie Howard as we are live today in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino in 45 minutes. Nigel Seeley's going to pop on the program. We'll get his soccer bets at that time. Brad Powers, NFL draft props in about an hour. And he's gonna be really good on this. He's going to describe why, and I don't know how many events it actually takes place on the calendar year for Brad. I'm guessing this is one of the only ones. He'll describe why laying a ton of juice for the draft actually makes some sense because you get all the information. Yep. And then Cam Inman follows the 49ers up in the Bay Area for the San Jose Mercury News. He's going to be on back into the show today. I want him. I'll ask him to put a percentage on the Niners taking Mac Jones number 3. And we have a no-hitter, a near-perfect game to talk about from last night.
Steve Stone is so good.
He's awesome. He's one of the best of all time.
He is.
I don't care what anybody says.
Have to turn it on. When something like that happens, you got to put the game on, and then it's 0-2 on Perez, and he throws. He's 0-2 on him. He gets the fastball by him, and he fouled one off to stay alive 0-2. And then Stone said, be careful here, though, if you go with the breaking ball. And it hits him.
Yep.
Number one, get out of the way. It's 8-0. Come on. Make a better effort. It's not like as bad as Conforto, but it's 8-0. What are you trying to prove? But it's just horrible luck. And that's why, are you surprised there's been 23 of them? I was shocked it was that many. It's so hard to do. It hasn't happened since King Felix in 2012. But the guy's right there.
That was the last time?
That's what it says. We're on the list, yeah.
Okay.
Santos can check my work. Last long for a perfect game. How the hell did Humber throw? Philip Humber threw a perfect game?
Their list of no-hitters, the guys who threw them. I mean, it's astonishing.
Padres finally threw a no-no, and the White Sox have a bunch of them?
You know the number, by the way?
All time?
This is why it's hilarious to me.
Yeah.
Guys, put a number on how many no-hitters the White Sox have thrown.
11.
20.
Are you kidding?
No.
Are you serious?
I cannot.
Oh, my God.
So, by the way, they've bitten no-hit 13 times. The only team with more no-hitters, the Dodgers with 26.
Yeah, the exciting play at first base. It looks like he's going to do it. He's up 0-2, and then what a way to lose it, right? Not as you tweeted, not as bad as Galarraga, which is an all-timer with the Jim Joyce. I don't know what he's looking at, and it's probably to blow that call, but then you hit a guy. You're going to get the perfect game, and you hit a guy up 0-2.
Well, here's the thing. It would have been worse last night because the play before that, down the line, when Abreu's got to make that, and he extends the leg when they went to replay. That was clearly out. The base runner was absolutely out. If they would have said, you know what, I think he's safe, then all hell would have broken loose.
Yeah.
But thank God they got it right. I thought it was pretty obvious. And that guy is throwing 90. Great story, Rodon. He's throwing 98 miles an hour in the back end of the ninth inning. Wow.
Yep. And that prop is always available at William Hill. We've had two of them already.
That's something to watch.
Yeah.
And another stat that we'll point out coming up in the next couple of minutes with what's happening here in Major League Baseball. It's kind of flip, Paulie, from only a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And the difference is night and day. So it is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. More on that coming up next. And the stat that they put up on one of the games yesterday, it's the worst since 1876, folks.
This is Brent Musburger, and here is your VSiN Action Update. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
The top four teams of the NHL Central Division will square off head-to-head today. Carolina, Tampa Bay, and Florida each with 58 points. Nashville has 49 points in fourth place of the division. Hurricanes laying $1.85 on home ice against the Predators, plus 165, 5.5 over the total at PNC Arena, while the Lightning are $1.60 home ice favorite against the Florida Panthers, 6 over the total. In the NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks have won 2 straight. They're laying 5.5 at the Atlanta Hawks. Boston has won 4 straight games. They're the 6-point favorite at the LA Lakers, 212 the total at Staples Center. Our sports betting experts are analyzing baseball, hoops, hockey, soccer, tennis, and horse racing every day. Plus, our NFL experts are getting ready for the 2021 NFL Draft. Get all our in-depth insights and point spread weekly, our best bets daily email, and 24/7 video coverage, vsin.com/subscribe. With your action update, I'm Mike Senna.
Get the latest VSIN odds at vsin.com. And remember, cash and tickets is what it's all about.
It's
time to follow the money with your hosts, Mitch Moss and Polly Howard.
Spring sports betting action just getting started. Our experts are covering early season baseball trends, playoff races, and all the predictions for the draft. Everything's heating up now. Go to VSiN.com/subscribe. Get your 10-day free trial, whether it's us, Nigel, Jeff Seeley, Matt Humans, every host, every guest, every pick. Daily members, best bet emails, Point Spread Weekly delivers 24/7 video coverage. VSiN.com/subscribe. Get up there. You'll love it. But between that, another good day in, how about the dogs? Oh, my God, what a day in the world of sports. Two huge come-from-behind wins we can touch on in the NBA in a second.
Yeah.
But the dogs won 11-3 last night in Major League Baseball. And why it's just so fun to bet baseball when you look at some of this, compare the Marlins and Tigers to the Padres. Because the Tigers are 500, but you're up four units.
Yep.
And they were $2 yesterday, and they won. And then the Marlins did it again. So you go back and look at the last four wins by the Marlins, plus 230, plus 125, plus 150, and plus 210. And the other night, crazy win. That was a total fluke with the Giants. I think there were eight runs scored in the first inning. But the win was going crazy in that game. You take that out, that's been the only over. The Giants are on a 9-1 underrun for the game and a 10-1 underrun in the first five. They can't hit either, and their opponents can't score, and they've been a pleasant surprise. But then you look at the Padres, who they have five losses on the season, even though they have a winning record. Well, look at the prices when they get beat. $1.90, $1.50, $1.50, $2.90, $1.90.
Yeah.
Burn your money there.
I mean, for those watching the show right now, you just saw those numbers from last night. I mean, look at some of the dogs that came in.
Oh!
The Pirates were a minimum of plus 180 in that game.
Uh-huh.
The Rangers got it done against the Rays. They were plus 175.
Musgrove didn't have much. Your little Pirates to score first and win. They couldn't get it in the first inning, though. They scored in the second. Tough beat, too, with your Blue Jays to score first and win. Yankees finally scored in the first inning. Judge goes deep. But they get beat again. But look at some of those big prices.
You point out the Marlins. Again, they are on the verge of sweeping the Braves if they win today. And I kind of like them today. I laid off yesterday. I've had them twice so far in the series. And then the other one, so on the page right there, it's listed Tigers plus 165. This was a wild story last night because that news broke of the Astros and the COVID and a bunch of guys that were going to miss the game, like huge names, Altuve, Bergman, Alvarez was going to be out, among others. So I'm like, okay, there's no doubt the books have adjusted so far.
Bregman.
Nope. Sitting there for a long time after the news came down, Tigers still at least 2-1.
Yep. Can you explain the Red Sox? We're talking about stuff, like you said, this over 100 years this hasn't happened.
Yeah.
They start 0-3, and now they won 9 in a row, and the Twins were 24-7 at home last year. They've lost 5 in a row.
Yep. Look at this. Only team last 120 years to go 0-3 and win their next 8.
Yeah. Sweep a doubleheader. Get 9.
It's funny. I wrote down four things as a major storyline today. And it could be from yesterday or throughout the entire season. Red Sox, definitely one of the biggest stories. The dogs are just completely barking.
Mm-hmm. 70% the last 2 days.
Yep, the no-hitter from last night, and then that's now 2 on the year. And then this doozy. I was watching a lot of that Cubs-Brewers game yesterday, and they put up a graphic on their screen.
Marquee does a great job.
Oh, man, what a broadcast.
Yep.
So they compared this year to last year. And last year was like the lowest in a long time. The batting average combined across all of Major League Baseball in 2020 was .245. At the time of the game yesterday, the combined average was .235, Paulie. And that is the lowest combined batting average across all of Major League Baseball since 1876. So it really has turned into basically all or nothing.
Yeah. And it's also a big difference where we were. Look at this. Look at the guys watching the game yesterday on Marquee. Is this good, he tweets? Look at the batting average. The Cubs. I was serious yesterday. Put up a prop. Will the Cubs score? No. Four hits. Shutout. Burns. Filthy. Vasgersian. Love you. Gave him out on this show for NL Cy Young. Long ways to go. He's going to have to fade DeGrom, but still.
Sure.
What a start. Historic start for Burns.
Yep.
Nasty. Filthy.
They were plus 135 to score first and win the game.
Beautiful.
And they're hitting, the Cubs are hitting like 135 against righties.
There's your Dodgers, too.
Dodgers came in at
with
plus
this,
money.
Again, with this, you know, we're in the dark ages here in Nevada. But with this DraftKings app and all the... it's going to get out of control. I mean, come on. We're 2 weeks into the season. The Dodgers are going to be $3 on a regular basis.
Oh, there's
Urias is $3 today.
Yep.
So then you can get plus money while they score first and win.
I was going back and forth on Twitter last night with Rex Byers. He's over at the Westgate now. He brought up a good point, something I had not thought of yet this year. He said if the Dodgers are actually trying and they trot their players out there, like later on in the season, he said they might be dogs three times this year. Now, he was probably just spitballing, but when you really stop and think about it, he might be right.
Yeah.
I mean, somewhere in the ballpark of only three, whatever, maybe the number's five, but if they go out there and they haven't even been fully healthy for the first 2 weeks of the season yet.
Yeah.
And that's just...
Again, if Numbnuts doesn't blow that save, come on.
Yeah.
And then they lose opening day when Kershaw didn't have anything.
And let me give you this. this is a good email from Andrew. He was watching the game yesterday as well, Cubs and Brewers. I have a ticket. Matty Vasgersian called this one before the season. I said, why not? Corbin Burns 50-1 to win the Cy Young. And I was thinking exactly what Andrew said in his email. He said about Burns, this guy is the real deal. Hitters have no chance against this guy since he's perfected his cutter the last 2 years, and now he is throwing it all the time. Imagine Mariano Rivera as a starter with the cutter he is throwing. That's what Burns is doing to hitters. That's exactly the thought I had yesterday watching the game. He said, last time I checked, no one hit Mariano with that pitch, and the same thing is happening right now with Burns. The crazy part, his ERA in 2019 was 8.82. Stats don't lie. Cutter is the most dominant pitch in baseball, hands down. He's straight up dominant, and he grabbed him at 45-1. He is throwing his cutter right now. This is Corbin Burns for you.
Mm-hmm.
On this season, he's throwing his fastball 13.8% of the time. That's it. And that the average velocity is 97 miles an hour. His cutter, he's throwing it 50.4% of the time. It's 96.1%. I watched again that pretty much the entire game yesterday. Right now, it's early, I get it, but right now his location is like Greg Maddux, and he has that Rivera cutter down pat. And nobody had a chance for 15 years against Mariano Rivera.
No.
This 3 games in, he has a 0.22 whip. You can't touch this guy right now. And as long as the cutter remains this effective.
We're a couple weeks into the season, we've had two no-hitters. And we've had two things happen. You got to go back 120 years for the last occurrence.
Yes.
This is fantastic. Yeah, he is. Oh, man, this is wild. I can't believe Wainwright has the record. He started with 35 strikeouts and no walks in 2013.
I definitely would have guessed somebody else
there. He's six strikeouts away from breaking that. So he'll get that in his next start. And it just, between him and the Cubs lineup. Recipe for disaster. Tough push, too. 7-0 in the sixth inning. Nothing the rest of the
way. Yeah. And that's why, by the way, so they actually batted Burns in the bottom half of the sixth, but because that inning took so long, they're like, no, we're going to go to the pen right now. And the team total for the Cubs in the game yesterday was 3.5. It had no chance.
Yep. Right back at it. Ton of day games. And like as Timmy Fitz said, the best pitcher in baseball is going. He's 220 and he's unbettable. You can't do it. They can't score for him.
Yeah.
You can't lay that. And I don't care. They might be an easy win today. They might get to Elflin, but that's, come on. They're six games under 500 the last 4 years. When the guy's on the mound, he's got an ERA under two.
The way the dogs are coming in right now,
that's another,
and with how much, the lack of offensive run support this guy's getting, I'm 220, there's no chance.
Mm-hmm.
You play the under, maybe the first five for the game with DeGrom on the mound, and then that's it.
Mm-hmm. How about the association? You know, we got this email, I think it was from Andrew, but he's right. These are just two huge results when you're talking about division bets, or even just playoff positioning, though. The Clippers set everybody. They are down 11 with 4 and change left against Detroit. They come back and win the game. Vicious push if you had Detroit. Vicious. You're up 11 with 5 minutes almost, and you can't win the game.
Yep.
And then the Dallas win. Oh, my God. What's Luka, 22, 23 years old?
I would say 22 tops, probably.
Yeah. In any event, Grayson Allen is 90% from the line. They're up 2 with 3 seconds. He bricks them both. And then Luka, like stumbling, falling down. Like being in college, coming home from the bars on a Friday night. And he hits the 3-0 but net walk-off. That's a win.
Yeah, how would the play-by-play guy even describe that? A stumbling leaner from three-point land?
Van Gundy was right. I couldn't believe it. Was that a three? How was that a three-pointer?
It looked like it was from like 19 feet away.
Watch the video. I know. And they steal a game, which is huge to win the division. I know you're right. Memphis, their schedule's so difficult coming up.
Yeah.
But we talked about it yesterday. If Memphis would have won that game, they've only been half a game back. They were 10-1 at William Hill. But that's also a huge win for the Dallas win total. maybe get back to me in a month how important that could be. They have 30 wins. They have to get to 43. You have no business winning that game. No business.
No, none whatsoever.
Guy's got to brick both from the free throw line. He's 90%. And then the three. Incredible win.
I mean, he hits both games over. He hits one overtime minimum.
Then he can foul, too, if you're Memphis.
Of course, yeah.
That's another scenario.
You got time.
Oh, God. But that's, you know, with our Suns bet, Clippers aren't supposed to win that game. They're dead and buried.
Yeah, and how bad are the Thunder?
Oh, my God.
Are we talking about maybe historically bad right now with this team? Current form we're talking about right now with the OKC lineup.
So I'm tracking this game, too. Golden State had 102 points with 5 minutes left in the third quarter. They had 125 at the end of three. They scored 50 in the third quarter. They took it easy on them in the fourth. They're up 40 in the fourth quarter. 147 to 109. What a gift. I'm going to win this bet. There's no way they're winning. They're not going to win four games. You're right. This is an all-time team. With this team that is on the floor, between the trades and telling people, you know, stay home.
Shut it down.
Yeah. I mean, how many times have they lost by 30 in the last couple weeks?
Yep.
This is at home.
They covered against the Jazz, though, the other night, right?
Well, who cares?
I know that.
The double digits.
You tell me, as a guy that has a bet on this team, right? How do they win four more games?
I can't see it.
I mean, it's just...
They go to Detroit coming up, but they just played them at home and got destroyed. Utter destruction.
Is this...
125 points at the end of the third quarter.
When's the last time that actually happened?
Huh.
So are we talking right now like the 76ers at the beginning of... trusting the process bad?
Yeah, but they also did a brilliant thing. They knew they were so bad, and they would push tempo just to ensure, let's be sure we lose all these games. 147 to 109. Lost to Utah by 10. 117 to 93. 129 to 102 against Cleveland. 132 to 108 at home against Detroit. 140 to 103. 133 to 85. Oh, God! Somehow they beat the Raptors March 31st. But they have to get four more wins to go over their win total. And now they start a five-game road trip. Seven of their next eight are on the road. East Coast swing. They close with Golden State, Utah, the Clippers, Indiana, Phoenix. God, they're not winning four games.
I can't
imagine. What a miracle that is.
That's exactly what it would be.
Oh, it's an all-time NBA outfit. All-time.
Yeah, no, I think you're right.
Oh, and the other thing, too, about I know some people don't like... I understand where you're coming from, the frustration, and I'm frustrated, too. How do the Nets punt on a game like that? Number one, how do the Sixers almost blow it? The Nets sit everybody with the one seed on the line.
The 76ers didn't cover the game, Paul.
Yeah, from 6.5 up to 9.5. The Nets sat everybody, and the Sixers almost blew it.
Of course.
But I don't understand. When we broke it down, I guess they don't think like we do, but I'm just... It is huge. Between the difference between the one or the two seed in the East. Who'd you rather face? Atlanta or the Bucks in the second round?
Yeah.
And they played the Sixers in the biggest game of the year for the division, for the one seed, and they punt the game. I don't know.
Look at that. It got all the way up to 9 before the game started.
I saw 9.5.
No, 9.5.
Yeah.
Okay. And it was sitting there, 6.5, I think, before the game started or earlier in the day? Yeah, that's when we were on the air yesterday. It was 6.5, all the way up to 9, 9.5. And they take their starters out in the fourth quarter. It's over with. Embiid was awesome last night. Don't get the cover. Nets don't get the win. That's one bet I can't believe that I'm really looking good at today. Sixers 3-1 to win that division.
Yeah, right, because, they continue to play games in Brooklyn. The other streaks continue in hockey. Golden Knights, ice cream. Goal in the first 10, 12-1 run, yes. Another third period over for Ottawa. That's, 11 in a row third period overs? And it's a great card tonight with some big games. So we got a lot going on. This is fun. NFL draft right around the corner. The Dogs and Major League Baseball, no hitters. NBA, NHL, it's Jack Campbell Day. Huge game. They're playing the Jets. I assume Campbell's playing. So we got Jack Campbell Day.
Yep.
Coming off his first loss. Maple Leafs win today. That'll just about do it for the division.
Busy cards all across sports. A lot to bet on. I'll give you this. Bo Bichette won the game yesterday for the Blue Jays.
Don't you have him? Most home runs?
I have most hits.
Oh, most hits. Okay.
He's starting to come on. He's heating up right now. I got most hits at 40-1 on him. He tied DiMaggio. Most extra base hits, which is 14, in history for the first 87 games. And now the Blue Jays have 4 walk-off home runs against the Yankees in team history. 2 by Vernon Wells, 2 by Bo Bichette. He's played 87 games.
Hey God. Eh. Don't be a moron. Put more on it. How the hell were the Yankees going to win 97 games? Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Ridiculous.
And I'll give you one more from the NBA, too.
Sure.
Because, of course, this is going to be a full season-long sweat with the Suns now to win this division. Can't get a break. Clippers can't lose last night. They have won 7 straight, 13 of the last 15. Kawhi and Paul George have missed 4 games in that span. Beverly, 13. Ibaka, all 15. Hottest team in the NBA. Of course.
You believe it? I know.
Okay. Of course.
We had it. Yeah, we had an 18-1 shot. We had it.
It should not be this difficult.
No, you're still going to make money, but yeah, tough one. I know.
Yep.
And they pulled that one out. They pulled one out last week too. They were down late against somebody. I forget who it was.
Yesterday was so good.
All those bad losses the Suns had.
What do you think of the? By the way, what do you think of the Twins?
Panic time.
The way that they're running.
I know.
I saw
they were awesome at home last year. They've lost 5 in a row. Vaskurjan loved their win total under. I can't believe the Red Sox. 9 in a row.
Incredible.
Starting 0-3. They can, yep. They're hitting the ball. Yep. Pitching's been solid.
All right, bad beats, more line moves, and win some, lose some. That's coming up next.
Days for your winnings. Cash out instantly with BetRivers new feature, Rush Pay. Get your cash when you want it at BetRivers Sportsbook, the industry leader with exclusive bets, daily specials, odds boost, and the most in-play betting options out there. There's always a $250 match bonus. One-time playthrough, BetRivers, your hometown book, not valid in Iowa, but good in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Virginia, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. Time for win-lose.
Rough night.
Can't call it a bad beat. Definitely lose some.
Good night. How does it make you feel?
I absolutely hate them. I absolutely hate them.
Follow the Money Looks Back so we can learn for today.
Everything's an adventure.
In Win Some, Lose Some. Let the education commence.
As I mentioned, Pistons money line and +2. Up 11 with 4 minutes. They lose the game by 2. Clippers sad, everybody. Utter nonsense.
It's so dumb sometimes, man. It really is.
Grizzlies money line. Up 2 and Allen at the line. 90%. Bricks them both. Luka for 3. Counted, buzzer beater. There you go. Good tweet from John Lee. What's worse, the T-Wolves passing on Curry to go Rubio and Flynn, or the Kings to go Bagley over Luka? And I think a guy on the staff coached Luka.
Oh, what an unbelievable question. Yeah. Oh, I lean Timberwolves
T-Wolves because they had 2 shots.
2, and they go back-to-back point guards, and one was not Steph Curry.
Yep.
Although the Kings, actually, they could have... Imagine this. How good are the Kings? Back-to-back drafts, they could have gotten Fox and Luka. Yeah. Is that backcourt any good?
Jets on the puck line. Senators scored with 10 seconds left. Jets win 3-2. Cubs Brewers over 7. 7-0 in the 6th. That was the final. Game 2 of a doubleheader. Red Sox Twins under 1-0 in the 5th. 7-1 final. Bucks T-Wolves under 237 down to 234. Fell 235. Bad for the books. Cavs under 213 down to 210. Jets 160 up to 180. Beat Ottawa. Golden Knights 190 up to 210. Ice cream. 6-2 over the Kings. Win some. Senators 11 third period overs in a row. Golden Knights 12-1. Yes, goal in the first 10. Look at the dogs again. Red Sox in both games. Tigers, Rangers, Blue Jays, Marlins +210. Pirates +180. Nats, Royals with cheese, 11-3. 70% the last 2 days. Lose some. Spurs 2.5 up to 5.5. Lost to Toronto. Nuggets on. Nice win by the Nuggets. Losing Murray.
Yeah.
Nuggets Heat under. 213 down to 209. Sixers 6.5 up to 9. 1-6. No good there. To the videos at Paulie Does Vegas on Instagram. This is awesome. Look at this guy. They took him home from a shelter. Hey, give me the fist bump. Yeah. Look at that smile. That is awesome. So good.
And very, very cool.
I don't care what you think of his politics. Keith Olbermann is doing God's work. Keith Olbermann tweets out all the time about, hey, get this dog, rescue this dog from a shelter.
Like,
clock's ticking.
Last day is
that
Friday.
Is so good,
that buddy. Kind of thing.
Great job, Keith Olbermann. He does it. That's a great look at. Come on, look at his smile. He knows he's found a home.
Sure.
Give me the fist bump.
Yeah.
I love that. Give me some. That is awesome. Got the other one here. Hey, who says we can't get along, right? Yeah, bring it in. That's what it's all about. The cat falls asleep on the dog.
Nice.
Cuddles up to him. That is great. One lose some. Not happy. You're in my seat. That's not. Come on. That's my spot. Get out of here. Look at him. And then just. That's where I'm supposed to sit. What am I supposed to do? That's not right. That's not fair. Okay, I'll go over here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's pouting. Look at him. He's not happy, the big guy. Matt, just unleash hell. Whatever you got. Because they've been coming in nonstop. Kevin Thompson just sent it in. He's going to put the over-under at Memorial Day. He's out for a walk. House down the street, all lit up with the Christmas lights. Okay? You have that. We saw a Santa snowman yesterday with blown up. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Paul,
It is Memorial. I would set that's no. a new that's oh, Memorial Day.
If we really want to continue with this,
I do.
Okay, it's going to be a daily thing for the rest of the year. I'm telling you right now, don't even put a date on it because it's going to be. This will go until Christmas.
Because then you're going to run into the people like, yeah, let's get it up
in September.
Yes, right.
Yeah, right.
You're going to walk into that too. Oh, I love it. This is great. Kevin Thompson just sent in. We'll get it up later in the show. Oh, mercy. And the tipping stuff came in nonstop all throughout the day.
Oh, we have great stories to relay throughout the show today. On the overall tipping, the memory on some people when you do this, all about it's the gesture that counts. That's what it is. Doesn't have to be a big tip, small tip, little tip, whatever it is. They will remember you.
Oh, sure.
In a lot of cases.
Yeah. They remember the good and the bad.
Oh, yes.
They remember the stiffs and remember the Georges.
No question.
Incredible.
Yep.
No, they'll tell you the amount most times.
I think some people in the service industry, their memories are like elephants, man.
Sure.
They will, like, it's photographic. No question. Let's follow the money here on VSIN, the Sports Betting Network. Let's go shopping in Major League Baseball, the NBA, and the NHL. Division prices, updated numbers coming up next. Are you ready? Download the PointsBet app now. Sign up using the promo code VSIN2K to get two risk-free bets up to $2,000. And when you bet with PointsBet, you get faster bets, withdrawals, and rewards at your fingertips. Download the PointsBet app now to experience this premium sportsbook for yourself. So, are you ready? Terms and conditions apply. Void or prohibited. Must be 21+. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER for crisis counseling and referral services.
We're getting down to it here. Not much time left in the hockey season. Big card tonight, very important games. But as always, let's go shopping, and you see the differences in the North. Toronto, King of the North, they're $5 at what was William Hill. They were $8.30 at Bet Rivers. I saw them $1,100 at another site.
Is that right?
Can you believe the differences in some of these? Right. You're not getting much difference. I mean, it's 8-1, 9-1 on the Jets, 9-1, 11-1 on the Oilers. But look at that. Look at points bet. I saw higher than that. Points bet 1-10. Wow.
And they have a 5-point lead right now over the Jets, 8-point lead over the Oilers.
Right. And it's over if they win tonight. And it's got to be Jack Campbell, my guy. Got to be Campbell tonight. Taking on the Jets, who stink on a back-to-back. Awful. Back-to-back for the Jets. It's a huge game. And Campbell's 11-1. He's got to be in between the pipes tonight. In the Central, Tampa +120. +135, Carolina +130, +105. But the big one here is with Florida. +750 at Circa.
Yeah.
It was 14-1 last week.
Yeah, oh, yes.
They don't respect them. And to update you on where everyone's at here with this race, how close they are.
They're all tied at the top. All three teams have 58 points.
Yep. Carolina's played 41, Tampa's played 42, Florida's played 43. And then in the East, Washington has a 2-point lead over the Islanders and a 4-point lead over Pittsburgh. Washington's played 43. Islanders and Pittsburgh, 42. Boston has 50 points, but they have three games in hand and a ton of games left against New Jersey and Buffalo. Colorado's $3 and $3.30. William Hill at Bet Rivers. I actually saw higher than that at one offshore place. And there's the East, too. The Islanders plus 160 at William Hill, 2-1 at Bet Rivers. And the Bruins are 12-1 at William Hill. Also, the same ballpark at Circa. Do I think it'll happen? No. Do I like how they're playing? No. But that's worth a bet. Because they have three games in hand, and they have so many games against the Buffalo and New Jersey still
exactly
left
right
on the schedule.
Yep.
And a lot against Buffalo. So I think that's worth a bet. And they have a big one tonight, though. They're at home against the Islanders. They are 0-5 this year against the Islanders. They own them.
Let me ask you this, by the way, on the West for 1 second. And I have a pretty good number, plus 250, not that long ago, on the Avalanche to win their division. I think I might need to come back and take a little bit on the Knights.
Why?
Did you see the news about Grubauer?
What happened?
The coach said, quote, it will be more than 14 days until he's back wearing a jersey for us.
What happened?
COVID.
Oh, come on. What are these guys doing?
Yep.
Get the shot.
The team was hit
pretty
Simmons? Good.
How about Simmons? I don't want to get the vaccine.
Yeah, right.
COVID.
Yeah, exactly.
You're not a plumber.
So
you're not working a Taco Bell drive-thru. You kind of a lot of money on the line here. What? You also owe it to your teammates. Are you kidding?
I'm baffled by this whole thing.
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh.
Ah, come on.
So now today I'm going to find like the Golden Knights and just probably put a little bit anyway. I saw, I think, plus 240 late last night.
Well, the schedule is ridiculously easy. They still are a freight train. They won again last night. Should have covered the puck line. They're up 4-1 in the third.
Yeah.
But they still should survive, but they have the two games left against, okay.
Exactly right.
Jesus.
I was cruising along, and then all of a sudden, bam, there you go. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Anything there with shopping? But just it's very important to point out that you see the Maple Leafs are $5 at one book and $1,100 at another. $110 to win $10.
It's how many times, and I get it, they've played more games, but how many times will you see a team tied in points at plus 750?
Right.
And I'm mad at myself that I missed plus 1450 last week, or maybe that was actually earlier this week. And the other one, maybe the Bruins at 11 or 12 to 1 at that number.
Because of the schedule.
Just because of that schedule.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to happen. I don't like how they're playing. But you're right.
Right.
With the three games in hand and the schedule. But that's a big one tonight coming up against the Islanders, who have owned them this year. Absolutely owned them. Mm-hmm. Boston's 2-10 off a win. Islanders have won 4 in a row with 3-plus days rest. Now, I took myself out of the penalty box. 1-1 yesterday. I love 3 hockey games today. This is the Dave Malinsky special, so I'm going against that. The Penguins return home after that 6-game road trip. They're taking on the Flyers. They are $1.06 in regulation at DraftKings. They are awesome at home this year. Awesome.
Who else do you like?
Head-to-head, they're at 5 straight overs. I love the Penguins, and I love the Lightning. They are even money to win in regulation. They're $1.50 to win the game, period, at Circa. Florida's 3-11 last 14 against Tampa, and this is an angle again. We stunk, now we bounce back. And they had an easy win last time in this scenario. They just got run out by Nashville. They're also 53-12 when they're held to 2 goals or fewer, Tampa. Florida can't beat them.
Wow.
And you have the 53-12 thing working for you, and they're at home, $1.50. Now, what do I want to do here? Now, listen, are they telling you something here? Why is Carolina $2?
That's the number one game I wanted to talk to you about today.
Okay, my friend. Nashville is 1-11 last 12 against Carolina.
And they are piping hot, though.
Yep, but Carolina's been good at home. Pittsburgh's awesome at home.
Right now, I'm looking at least plus 170 at a book here in Las Vegas on Nashville. Plus 170 for a team that's the hottest team in the entire league?
Yeah, 111-13.
Oh,
I know.
I'm going to have to bet that.
I know.
I have to take that number.
Yeah? I'm gonna take Carolina in regulation, though.
You are? Yeah. So we're going to be up.
Well, it's okay.
Good. Yeah, of course.
They own Nashville. They own them. Nashville has struggled the last 14 against teams with a winning record as well. But what's Pittsburgh? 16-3 at home? Something like that? And I think they'll take out the Flyers. It's a huge game. Buffalo's Capitals are laying $3. Blackhawks are $1.50 against Detroit. but a good card. And then the big one with Toronto.
Yeah.
The Jets have lost 7 of 8 on a back-to-back. They're wrapping up a 5-game road trip. Just had a tough win against Ottawa. Now Toronto's sitting there with their feet up, ready to go. Jack Campbell, we trust you, Jack. 11-1. What is it? A 198 goals against, a 930 save percentage. They win tonight, wrap up the division, king of the North.
There's basically only one division in basketball worth discussing. That's the Pacific.
Why?
Because
about the Southeast, though? No, that's good. Atlanta,
no, that
Miami.
Yeah.
It's up to two games now.
Yeah, yeah.
You're going to take
that
me out.
As well.
I'm going to get taken out on that one.
Yeah,
Miami.
You are. Yeah.
I think Atlanta's going to win the division.
I'm depressed because my Hornets ticket has no chance. So.
You probably would have cashed that.
With injuries. No injuries? I think I would have, probably. And the other one now is just going to have to play it out the entire year. Clippers are going nowhere.
Right.
Suns are awesome. So, Nigel Seeley's best soccer bets coming up next. Is City now definitely the team to beat in the Champions League? Join the action on DraftKings, the leader in daily fantasy sports. Download the app. Use the promo code VSIN when you sign up to compete for cash prizes each week. Don't wait. Sign up now, and new customers get a bonus of up to $500. That's code VSIN when you sign up. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. In Indiana, that number is 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Must be 18 years or older. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
Zone Nigel Seeley, the GOAT at Seeley_Nigel on Twitter. Tennis, golf, and of course soccer. How about this tweet you just had out, Nigel? Shut out yesterday. This, and they play Monday. They're on the road, though. Liverpool, I cannot believe. Tell people what you just tweeted about Liverpool.
Yeah, I mean, morning to you guys.
Hello.
Liverpool obviously are in a terrible run of form at the moment. Anfield can't score goals. Everyone's been going on saying that the reason why they're so bad is because they're out there, their main man, Van Dijk, and the injury crisis they have. But they still have the front three, the main strikers they had. They've had 129 shots at Anfield in 2021, and they've scored just 3 goals from 129 shots. And you saw it with the game. You know, I went overs on the game against Real Madrid. I thought that Liverpool would finally hit the goal-scoring form, but it wasn't to be last night. But I think the game would have been very different if Mo Salah had scored after the 2-minute, the glorious chance he had after 2 minutes. If he scored that, then I think we would have had a classic. But I think they missed the fans. Obviously, Liverpool synonymous with the fans, and everybody knows that how they sort of cheer the goals in for them at the cop end at Anfield. And I think if one team this season is a reflection of the state of English football, world sport at the moment without fans, I think Liverpool Football Club is a perfect case study of how this season is just a crazy season compared to what we've seen before, because that the only reason why that is purely and simply because there's no fans in attendance and the intensity of the match is drops.
You're always on the BetCast, and it's well, you can only play the hand you're dealt. It's Wolverhampton and Sheffield United Saturday. Why should we be careful about betting unders in the Premier League the rest of the year?
Well, the first thing was when I saw the fixtures, I was thinking about to message Bill and say I don't feel very well this weekend. But as I always say, you don't need a high scoring game to make money. You know, you can make money on a 0-0, you can make money on a 2-2, and anyone who's followed the BetCast would know that every single game that we've done more or less this season has been an under. So that one there. But I would be a very cautionary tale of unders at the moment, because end of football seasons in England is just basically you always go over. You know, the last half a dozen matches now for each side, lots of teams with nothing to play for, lots of sides with looking to players to move on, try to impress new coaches. So the rule of thumb is to never really play unders in these kind of games. And we saw last week in the Premier League, it was quite amazing, really. There was all the games last week, only two games went unders. Ooh. And both game in, on the Premier card last weekend, and both games we did on the betcast. one of them was 0-0, and one of them was 1-0 with the last kick of the game. Oh. And they were the only two games on the whole of the Premier card last week that went unders. But just be very, very cautious now. Some games on paper you might think, oh, they look certain to be unders. But strange things happen towards the end of the season in England.
Okay. Anything today, FA Cup or Europa, you like?
Yeah, I'll just go through a few of the bets. I mean, tonight you've got the Europa League matches. You've got four games. I think they're all very difficult to call as far as the winner's concerned. I mean, Arsenal, it's a huge game for them to go to Slavia Prague. Their whole season hinges on this competition. They've got to win it. It's 1-1 from the first leg, so they've got to go out there and they've got to win. You know, a draw will go into extra time, but they've got to score, and they've got to really score two goals because Slavia Prague have got the away goal. So you would expect that to be quite an attack-minded game. You would expect goals, but I'd lean towards that one. The only one I was really tempted to have a play on was Manchester United against Granada in the game there, the top of your screen. I would play the unders here at minus 120, 125, some books are. Manchester United are two goals up from the first leg in Spain, which, you know, Granada are a poor Spanish side, so they know they're through. I would expect Ole Gunnar Solskjaer to rest a lot of players for this game. Manchester United are second in the Premier League, but they have some big, big matches coming up. They've got to play Leicester in the Champions League game. They've got to play Liverpool in a huge match as well, the Champions League. And they've got to go to Leeds, which is a tough ask. So with those three games in mind, with a two-goal advantage, I would expect Man United to go very cautious and try not to attack and put out a rest a few players and put out a second-string side. I also would expect Granada, who know they're not going to score three goals at Old Trafford, to come here with the idea of not to be embarrassed and try to put on a show. Granada, domestically in Spain, have some big games. They've got to play Seville, they've got to play Real Madrid, and they've got to play Barcelona in three of their last six matches. So those games, they want to go there, end their season high, and they don't really want to, you know, put anything in here. So I go under 2.5. 5 of 7 of Man United's Europa League games this season, they've kept the clean sheet, and there's been under 2.5 goals scored in Man United's last four Champions League, Europa League matches, and the last 10 Granada Europa League matches, only two have seen over 2.5 goals cash under, cashing 8.5. So bearing in mind the game, the team news, the importance of league form, and the fact that Man United hold a 2-0 advantage from the first leg, I would expect that to be rather boring, low-scoring match.
Okay. How about this, Nigel? So City, they are not odds on to win the Champions League at this point, but they're down to plus 125 now. Every other team remaining is at least $3, if not more. Do you see City as the clear favorites here to win it?
Oh yeah, they're the clear favourites to win it. Whether they're winning it or not, that's the serious question. I mean, Paris Saint Germain are more than capable of beating Manchester City. I mean, in Mbappe and Neymar, they have two forwards that could absolutely rip apart any side in the world. So that is a tough ask for them. And in the final, in a one-off game, Chelsea could defensively have a tactic for them. And obviously, Real Madrid are the champions, more European titles than any other side in European history. So, on current form, yes, they are the favourites. But realistically, they've got a lot of work to do. And also, they've only ever been to this stage once before. They have no history. So that is going to be, it's all well and good doing it in the group stages. But when you get to this stage against the proven best in Europe, it's going to be very difficult for them.
You have a tennis play?
Yeah, I mean, I've just had a tennis play that's just gone down by half. I bet Gary in plus 4.5 in his match against Tsitsipas, and he lost by 5, and he got broken in a 16-minute game with 8 game points, which would have landed the handicap. That's a bad beat, but yeah, I've had some really terrible beats in recent weeks, and the form has been running really, really cold this year. So I mean, I apologise for anyone on that, but just for the game today, just purely from a statistical point of view and from an odds point of view, there's a game at tennis. Tennis, if you know, is probably the sport that I do best on in my career as betting. I've probably won more money on tennis than any other sport. This season, again, has been quite difficult. But one game tonight on clay, Monte Carlo. It's a clay court event at Monte Carlo. The temperature across Europe is very cold. It's snowing in London. It's about 15 degrees in Monte Carlo, which is about 10 degrees lower than what you would expect this time of year. which will mean that this will be a hard-fought, slogging-out, slow court, which means you've got to hit through the ball in very, very slow conditions, which will suit the natural clay court players. Casper Ruud plays Pablo Carreño Busta, two players who are very, very equally matched, both in extremely good form. It's a 50-50 match between the two of them. Nothing between the two players whatsoever in the betting. They played twice before. The head-to-heads won apiece. Both matches on clay. And both games went into a final set. They were best of three set games. Both went to the final set. Both of them in exceptionally good form this week. Between them, they've only broken, their serve has been broken just once in four games. So they've kept high serve, very high first serve percentage and a very high percentage stats. And I feel that over 20 and a half games, or over 21 and a half games, depending on your book, in Ruud against Carreño Busta is a decent bet. And like I said, they played twice before, both on clay. One of them coming at 23 games, the other one coming at 26 games. But in the two previous matches, they've never been as close as they are in the betting and in identical form. And it's a truly 50-50 game. And I think that offers a little bit of value later on this morning for you. I think that'll probably be on around about 10 o'clock. Eastern time.
Great breakdown.
Good job, my friend.
All right, mate.
Talk to you next week.
Take care. Have a good one.
You too. @Sealy_Nigel on Twitter. Nigel Sealy. Some numbers from the NHL. Chris Otto always does a good job with streaks. Goal in the first 10. Yes, 6 in a row for the Devils. 5 in a row for Boston and Pittsburgh. First period over. 6 in a row, Flyers, Bruins, Sabres. 4 in a row, Toronto, Washington, and Dallas. Third period overs, I mentioned 11 in a row for Ottawa, 6 in a row for Pittsburgh and the Devils. And that great run for the Knights, 12-1 now, goal in the first 10. A lot of those, bam, right away, not even messing around.
There is little to zero chance we're going to be able to find that tennis match anywhere here in Las Vegas.
Okay.
I don't think that'll be up anywhere.
Yep. White Sox have more runs than the Cubs have hits. Royals, first 5 under, 6-0-1, last 7. White Sox have lost only once in the first 5 this year, 8-1-3. Giants, the unders continue to come, 10-1, first 5 run, 9-1 under for the game. Doubleheader today with the Orioles. Their opponents have scored first 8 games in a row.
Paul, there are 14 teams in Major League Baseball batting below 230.
Oh!
14. The A's now are up to 211. Yes, up. Because they were so bad for the first couple of days. More than that, actually. Indians are sitting at 209 after the no-no last night. What's the Giants' record?
Overall?
It's pretty good so far, right?
Yeah, I think overall. They're 8-3 or something?
Yeah. They're batting 207.
Oh, my God.
8-4.
8-4, thank you.
Brewers, 204. The Cubs are hitting 163 on the year.
Yep. How about the Fitz checking in? 7 straight unders for the Rockies, 9-1 under run Rockies.
Huh. Wow. We'll get Brad Powers' best bets on the NFL draft coming up in about 10 minutes. Up next, this event is already one of the best of the entire calendar year, and it's about to get even better.